With the motivation of bodhicitta, settle your body, speech, and mind in the natural state. In so doing, you are practicing engaged bodhicitta. You're setting out onto the path. Then let your eyes be gently open. Utterly relaxed, with no effort. Utterly normal, natural, blinking whenever you feel like it. You should feel nothing strange around or in the eyes. And evenly rest your awareness in the space in front of you, without it congealing, wrapping itself around any object within the visual domain. It can be helpful to do this practice later on outside where there's a great space in front of you. So when you release your awareness into space, it's not just the space of a room. It's space as limitless as the sky. Now, as a shamatha practice, which always implies that it's selective attention, deliberately withdraw your interest, and therefore your attention, from all appearances to awareness, the visual, the auditory, all sensory appearances, but also all mental appearances, discursive thoughts, images, and so on. Withdraw from them all. Do not exert yourself to extend, to direct your attention anywhere. So let your awareness simply rest right where it is, without exerting itself to look anywhere. Normally, throughout the course of the day, we are aware that we are aware. We're aware of awareness. Because we're aware of being aware of that, of this. But by a process of subtraction, you can still be aware of being aware. Without any outside referent, this is what is meant by shamatha, without a sign, without any referent outside of awareness itself. So it's a very brief excursion into imagination. It's the type of awareness you would have if you were wide awake, very vivid and alert, and immersed in a perfect sensory deprivation tank, in which somehow even the mind had quieted down. So you're resting there with no appearances to any of the five physical senses or to the mind. You might be able to imagine that and to intuitively know that if you are wide awake, even in the absence of any appearances, sensory or mental, to your awareness, you would not become unconscious. You would remain as conscious as you were before you got into the sensory deprivation tank. But of what would you be conscious? Space? A vacuity devoid of appearances? And your own awareness? That's all that would be left. So rest in your closest approximation to that as you withdraw your awareness away from all appearances to awareness and sustain the flow of cognizance in what remains, having subtracted everything else. If it's true that for the moment what we attend to is reality, is our reality, then insofar as you are single-pointedly attending to and sustaining the flow of awareness of being aware, like the sun rising over the horizon, your own awareness will become more and more evident to you, since you're not being distracted or drawn away or absorbed in any of the appearances to awareness or the objects of the mind. Rest there in the awareness of awareness, and let the light of awareness dawn upon you, like the sun rising from behind you. Do not search for awareness. Do not strive to identify awareness. It's already there and it already knows itself. Relax into, release into that flow of awareness knowing itself that's been there all along. Now, following the pith instructions of Padmasambhava, let's enhance the acuity, the sharpness, the clarity of this awareness of awareness itself. And it's Padmasambhava who introduced this method of release and arousal. So rest first of all in equilibrium, stillness. Awareness resting upon its own throne. And now, with absolutely no sense of contraction or withdrawal, which would probably entail some kind of imagination of converging inside your head, which would be entirely mistaken, but arouse, focus, concentrate the flow of your attention right in upon the unmediated experience of being conscious, to the exclusion of, withdrawing from, turning away from all appearances. Focus. Then release from your core. Release your awareness into space, not focusing on space as an object, simply releasing into an open expanse, empty of any object, empty of any thought. Release your awareness into an objectless, open space. And having released, now again with no sense of withdrawal or contraction, simply enhance, intensify your awareness of one thing, awareness itself. Really focus. Arouse, focus, intensify, enhance your awareness of awareness itself. Then utterly release. Release your awareness into this objectless, concept-free, open expanse, empty of any thoughts, any appearances, any objects. You may set your own rhythm, slow or fast, as you choose. But now add this element. As you arouse, focus, intensify your awareness of awareness. Sustain the sense of the open expanse of space. Don't withdraw from it. Sustain that awareness of space as you accentuate the awareness of awareness itself, the clarity, the cognizance of awareness itself. And as you utterly release your awareness into space, sustain, without any diminishing, the awareness of awareness itself. You may set your own rhythm, or in the early phase of this practice, if you find it helpful, or insofar as you find it helpful, you may conjoin the rhythm of this oscillation with the rhythm of the respiration. As you're breathing out, release your awareness into space. As the breath flows in, arouse your focus in upon itself, awareness itself. Throughout the entire cycle, to the best of your ability, maintain a non-conceptual flow of cognizance, not spacing out, not labeling or conceptualizing, a continuous flow of silent knowing of space and awareness. And let the oscillation come to an end. Come to an end in the center, right in the middle. Not releasing out into space, not inverting inwards to awareness. Simply resting right in between. And sustain your flow of knowing of space while while simultaneously sustaining the knowing of awareness. This is shamatha. Now draw out the sharp sword of vipassana, of prajna, with a question. Can you identify the separation, the demarcation, the border between awareness and space? Between the awareness of space and the awareness of awareness. And if you recognize the emptiness, the absence of any such separation between the apprehender and the apprehended, rest in that knowing of the non-duality, the inseparability of space and awareness.